Now back to Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.
Great conversation this hour with Darren Fleming, the CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy here in Ottawa. And you can find them at realstrategy.com. Darren, speaking of Ottawa, we were just talking during the break that Ottawa has really turned out to be one of the better markets in the country. Let's talk about it being maybe the best market in the country.
For sure. Dave, a city's office market is really an ecosystem. You know, it's made up of employers, employees, and people doing business with each other. And our city, as everyone, you know, is fully aware, is the home, the primary home of the public service, the federal government. And in some cases across the country, across North America, people have started coming back to the work more frequently than they have here in Ottawa. But the government of Canada has only really just started doing that and only just recently started talking about this idea of maybe 2 days a week in the office might be the norm. So there's been no reason for a lot of folks to go back down to the office in the downtown core until very recently. And while people are starting to come back, there's a lot of space sitting empty. And we've seen a huge amount of space coming back as companies start to right size, you know, for a post-pandemic footprint. If you've got 60 people in the past, you would have been in 12,000 feet. Well, if they're coming in a couple of days a week, you might need, you know, about half. So, you know, downtown right now, we've got overall vacancy that's sitting around 7.5%. But if you start to lean in and look a little closer in some of these buildings that have seen, you know, for the most part, their whole tenant base evaporate, we've got some that are 50% vacant. We've got some who have major government leases who are not so sure that they're going to stick around. So, like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've never seen a tenant-friendly market as strong as the one we have going on in downtown Ottawa right now. There are some incredible deals to be had.
Darren, I see a couple of challenges certainly on the surface here, confirming that a company is on board with the need for change and the physical changes or physical adjustments to the basic space and the basic infrastructure to make that happen.
For sure. I think one of the strongest or the biggest challenges many senior leaders have to deal with initially is getting over this idea that working from home is maybe temporary, or that it's kind of a nice to have, that the employees, it's a privilege, not a right. I think that ship has sailed. I think we have a very tight labor market. There's not as many great people out there for the jobs that we have to fill. And if a person's great, and if they're producing, frankly, even at average, it's going to be very difficult to force them to do something they don't want to do, which is come back downtown 5 days a week. Cost of parking, what have you. There's just a lot of factors. People just don't seem to see the need. And at the same time, we've never had to design spaces like this before, at least not in our everyday careers. Most of us, you know, when we went to the office, we had a place where we stayed most of the time. And if we went to see one of our colleagues, they had a place they stayed most of the time. So this idea of what we're calling activity-based work, where instead of having, you know, a box made up of offices and cubicles, but yet having a resource, I call it a pallet, really, of resource areas spread out across the floor and equipping folks with technology that allows them to move easily from, you know, place to place depending on their task or even their preference. An example would be, you know, creating some space where if it's a sunny day, I can take my laptop and go and do some heads down concentration work in a space that's quiet. We can call it a library if we will. We can have a door. There's lots of options. And so we spent a lot of time initially in our projects helping people kind of get that basic level of understanding of commercial interiors, almost taking the window shopping, if you will, so that they can really communicate to us and internally what it is they want. What do they envision now that they've, you know, finally been out to a commercial showroom and seen what some of these environments could look like.
Now, all of this, Darren, points to magnetic space. Let's talk about magnetic space.
Yeah, it was a term that we heard early on. I think it was the CEO of Kinaxis who I credit as coining it. You know, they had just built a 160,000 foot building, took the ribbon off it basically at the end of the pandemic, and now had this big concern that nobody would want to come back. So, you know, companies that are trying to entice folks to physically attend are doing it in a bunch of ways. You want to make space that's dynamic. You want to make space that inspires them through use of color, through use of layout, things like living plants, scattered throughout the space to increase air quality. But there's an intangible, right? And when we do our workshops with folks about, hey, you know, what would we have to do to create a positive pull that would make you want to come to work? What would have to be true? And the number one thing that people are starting to talk about is people. They don't want to show up and be sitting there on a Zoom call. They want to interact with peers. So there's a little bit of a thought that has to go into, well, it can't just be my team on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Dave's team on Mondays and Wednesdays. They literally never see each other. You want to make sure that when people are coming in, they have that chance to interact. And some of it will be for work and some of it will be social. One lady who had basically said prior when we were interviewing her, most of my team are young women, they have small children at home. And if we have to come in even one day a week, we're all going to quit. For her then to turn around and say, you know, we used to celebrate. We used to have potlucks and baby showers and celebrate birthdays. I miss those things. That would be one of the things I'd want to be able to do again. And then to actually see them at the workshop hugging each other because they missed each other. I mean, one, it's a great sign that people do enjoy interacting socially. They enjoy that coffee time chat with their colleagues, which inevitably leads to, hey, Dave, I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. There's something I wanted to chat with you about. Do you have a sec afterwards? That impromptu conversation starter is something that we can be intentional about by creating those opportunities. And these are all factors that go into making a space magnetic.
And you know something, Darren, you make the space magnetic by doing that, and it's going to bode well for success of the company overall down the line, because happier staff means better work, more passion, and better output.
Absolutely. And I don't think there's any executive out there, that at least not any that we've talked to in the last 6 months, who believes that we should just leave everybody at home and it's going to work out great. If you've been a long time in a role and you know your job and you can put your head down and do it with your eyes closed, well, that's one thing. But you know, we've got folks who are going to be leaving the workforce soon. We need to transfer that knowledge. We got people who start a new role. And it's pretty hard to mentor someone completely virtually. I'm not saying it can't be done. We've made leaps and strides in terms of managing a remote workforce over the last couple of years. But you know what? There's something to be said for, hey, let's just sit down and look at what you're doing, and being elbow to elbow while you're working on something or learning, or just having that sense of what does it mean to be a member of this team, which is a lot easier to do in person, I believe at least, than doing it remotely.
Now, if an office retrofit is planned, is needed, and a real strategy magnetic space is to happen, how can this be done from the CEO level, or should it be a combination of, say, staff getting directly involved and the CEO as well?
Our process really does start with the senior leader. We want to have an interview with him or her to understand kind of where's their head at with respect to culture and attendance and vision. Where are they trying to take this boat? Who do they need to be on it in order for it to be successful? But from there, we really do encourage organizations to fan out and engage deeply with their teams. These days, there's a lot of small organizations in Ottawa where we can bring them in. And whether it's a simple survey or doing some workshops, we want to give them a voice. We want to give them some education so that they can give useful feedback. And I can tell you, when we've done that, I see the lights go on in the senior leader's head, because they're hearing information directly from the folks who are going to be working in those environments that they haven't heard before. It's easy to assume that, you know, all young people are early adopters of technology and are going to love working remotely. But we found that some do and some don't. If you picture a bell curve, all your employees are at one end of the spectrum or the other. Some are going to love the idea. Some are absolutely going to hate it. And some are going to love it for reasons you don't even understand. And so by getting that engagement going early, then we can set some ideas in place, some standards in place, get them fully costed out, have a capital plan, and then go out and do a deal in this historic market where we can get, you know, we can get it paid for, because that's really what it comes down to. We got to have amazing space to draw back those incredible people, make the space magnetic, but it's got to be affordable. It's got to meet the business plan, because if it doesn't, the idea gets stunk before it even gets going.
Good point. Coming up, we'll take a look at some of the most important elements in planning when a client first contacts Real Strategy. Our guest this hour, Darren Fleming, CEO and broker of record with Real Strategy. Now, they're Ottawa-based, their office at 1280 Baseline Road, telephone 613-216-0130, and their website, realstrategy.com. Now, this hour is particularly crucial if you're a CEO or a decision maker with your organization where office space is required or needs to be adjusted, and much more. Experts on Call and News Talk 580 CFRA. We'll be back in a moment.
We'll return with more Experts on Call on News Talk 580 CFRA.